Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I proved last week how complicated our bodies really are by just listing off the miles of blood vessels and neural passageways and everything else. And so I decided that I would simplify things because the human body is so complex, I wanted to bring it home. And at my house, the one thing that everybody in the family does together, aside from eat, is a puzzle. We start doing a puzzle because it's something that all the kids can do. They don't have to read, so that means even little five-year-old Abby, who is learning to read, can participate for about 30 seconds, and then she goes and does something else. But we all do puzzles together. And there's so many lessons that can be thought about and things to think about for doing puzzles, especially when it concerns our faith and the spiritual gifts that have been given to us. Paul said at the very beginning of 1 Corinthians, this what we call the first letter to the Corinthian church, he said, "You've been given all the gifts that you need while you wait for the revelation of Jesus Christ." While you wait for Jesus to be made full, while you wait for the everything to be put right that's wrong in this world, you've been given gifts. These gifts from the Spirit. And then Paul goes and says that the church, the community, the people of God are like a human body working together in one place. Not all of them are the same and they all work together in one body. And then he goes on this long list. If you went to sleep for a few minutes at the end of Colleen's reading, that was the long list. Is everybody this? Well, no. Is everybody this? Well, no. Is everybody this? Well, no. Everybody's different. And all the gifts come from one Spirit. And all the gifts reveal one God. And all of the gifts reveal God's purposes in this world. And then he says, "I have something even more excellent to tell you." And then he goes into that chapter that we think of as this famous chapter that gets read at weddings and really shouldn't, because it's not about that kind of love, but it's all about love. The more excellent way is love. So what does this have to do with puzzles? And why were you all given a puzzle piece? Well, I think it's important for you and for me to remember that every piece of the puzzle is one piece of the whole. Each piece is important to completing that which is created to be revealed. Each gift, each person, each of you is equipped to reveal something bigger than yourself. That's what a puzzle piece is for. Puzzle pieces come together to reveal this beautiful picture. Most of the time it's a pretty picture. Each piece comes together. And each piece is important. No piece is more important than any other. Because each piece reveals a little piece of the whole picture. You reveal God. All of us together reveal God better. You see, this is what I think is one of the most beautiful and amazing things about the United Methodist Church. And Jerry mentioned the Book of Discipline. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of the Book of Discipline. Liars. That, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, maybe you've heard of it because I've mentioned it. You're all a statistical anomaly here. How many of you have actually read anything in the Book of Discipline? That's a much higher percentage than I thought. Good job. The Book of Discipline is what unites the Methodist Church together. It's the things that we can all agree on, even though we really don't agree on everything in it. It's the thing that says, this is how we will play together. These are the rules with which we will be united. And every 4 years, this is part of the Book of Discipline, every 4 years we're going to gather together in one general conference and we're going to yell at each other and we're going to argue because that's what families do about things that they care about, and we're going to decide this is how we're going to play together for the next 4 years. And everybody goes home angry. Sounds like Thanksgiving, right? Maybe not at your house. The Book of Discipline are the rules by which we will function as united Methodists together. This is how we believe we can reveal God to the world. Is everything in it perfect? No. Because it was made by us. And none of us are perfect. But maybe it's a little bit better. And you see, I think that's how the kingdom of God functions, in the wisdom of many voices. I am not the perfect image of God, but I with you can reveal God better than maybe I can alone. Each of us is one piece of a much larger puzzle. And it goes beyond the United Methodist Church into all churches. Because maybe the Methodists, we get some things right. But if we're really honest, we probably get some things wrong too. And the Catholics, they get some things right, and they get some things wrong too. And the Baptists, and the Presbyterians, and the Episcopals, and the Anglicans, and there are millions of denominations, I'm done naming them. But we all reveal something about God. And sometimes we get it wrong, but I think most of the time we get some things right. Most of the time we get more things right than we get wrong. Because we're all trying to follow Jesus. We're all trying to reveal the big picture of who God is. Each piece is important. First United Methodist Church of Bonita Springs is important because each of you are a part of it. And Estero Methodist is important. And First Presbyterian down the street is important. They'll tell you how important they are. I'm kidding. I love Pastor Doug. He and I meet monthly. It's great. Each of you and all of us around the world is important. And what we do together matters. It hasn't really been publicized on it because I am easily distracted, but today is the one great hour of sharing. It's when Methodists all around the world give a little bit more for the one great hour of sharing to support all the administrative costs for the United Methodist Committee on Relief. If you've been in Bonita Springs for Irma, or you know of people who have been here, UMCOR has been tremendously helpful. Not so much here in Bonita Springs as much as it is out in Everglades City and Immokalee. But UMCOR has brought buckets and buckets and buckets. And that's what one great hour of sharing. It's about each of us, little churches and big churches, working together to support something that is a worldwide response agency. Each of us coming together to do one really big, awesome thing. Looks like a puzzle, doesn't it? And maybe I was wrong when I said each piece is equally important. No piece is more important than the other. Because I'm going to be honest with you. The puzzles at my house do not have all of their pieces. And there is no piece more important than the one that's missing. And there are pieces missing. There are pieces missing. People who are missing from our community. Jesus said, leave the 99 to find the one. And he may have been talking about puzzle pieces, but he said sheep. Leave the 99 to go look for the one, because the one is the one missing piece. And if this is true, that each of us is one piece of a greater whole, The pieces that are missing are the ones we need to go talk to and find and help them discover their part of the whole. Brothers and sisters, evangelism is a spiritual gift on most spiritual gift inventories, but it is a responsibility of every person who follows Jesus to celebrate who Jesus is and what God has done in our lives. And before you get scared about that, I want to tell you that evangelism today is the easiest thing in the world. All you have to do is spend time with somebody. You don't hand them a tract, because that's not going to be very helpful. You just say, hey, you want to go get coffee? I'm going out to get some breakfast. Do you want to go? I'm going to watch this football game. I guess it's basketball season. I'm going to watch basketball game. You want to come over and watch the game with me? You know, I heard there's a spring training thing going on. Let's go see that together. Easy, right? We all want to be invited to stuff. Evangelism today is about spending time with people who aren't already Christians. Just sharing your life together so that you can earn the right to say something. Now, that's not being manipulative. It's saying, we're friends, and I want to know what your view on reality is. You might not use those words. You say, you know, in Sunday school, we were talking about demons. What do you think? Do demons exist? You know, I'm having a hard time reading this Bible thing. Have you ever read the Bible? You know, I'm reading this book, Joshua. It's in the Bible, and God tells the people of Israel to go and kill everybody. That doesn't sound very good. Do you think God would say something like that? Someday you can get to those conversations. Or maybe you never get to those conversations. I want to tell you about my friend Josh. My friend Josh owns a store. I go and hang out at the store every now and again. And one day I walked into the store, and Josh said, okay, CJ, I got a question for you. If a turtle is born with two heads because it was two separate turtles in the womb, in the egg, and it came together and it was born with two heads, does it have two souls? That's a spiritual question, right? It may not lead to a conversation about Jesus, but it's a question that he said, you know, CJ knows something about souls, so I'll ask him. Relationships build over time. And that's how evangelism is done today. In its most effective way, evangelism is just being friends with somebody because God loves them. And if you don't love them initially, maybe you will eventually. Because they reveal God as well. They have been given the Spirit of God. And they reveal a part of the whole. And they're the one that's missing. And it's your job to love them until they realize how much God loves them. You see, doing a puzzle is about revealing the picture. We know that, right? Maybe your house is also like mine. My wife, Amy, cannot pass a puzzle without sitting down. Because you see, an unfinished puzzle is an implied mission. It's a challenge. Can I finish this? Can I put one more piece in? How can this piece go here? This piece looks really neat. And it needs to find a home. A puzzle is an implied mission. An implied purpose, because it needs to be finished. And I gave each of you a piece of a puzzle today. Well, I didn't give it. I put it out there, and if you listened to the ushers, you got a piece of the puzzle. Because there is an implied question for you, a challenge. Will you finish the puzzle? Will you look for the missing pieces? Will you put to work the gifts that God has given you? Will you complete what you've been given to do? And if you're really ambitious this morning, we have coffee talk after worship. You can go down there and all of you can put your pieces on the table and get started working. Because that builds community, right? Here, I've got a corner piece. Does anybody have an edge piece? And if you don't want to go down to the fellowship hall to do that, you can just go down there and put your piece down and let somebody else do it. Because that's how we've done church for the last 200 years, right? Oh, sorry. We don't want to put our pieces into the puzzle. We want someone else to do it for us. We want someone else to tell us where our piece goes, because we don't want to pray and ask God because we're afraid God might say, "Here's your job." Brothers and sisters, we have an amazing picture to reveal in this world. We are the body of Christ, the very visible image of God in this world, of unconditional love that we can't possibly imagine and understand how much God loves us. And you and I get to reveal that. You and I have been gifted to do that in this world, to let little children know how much they're loved. And some big children too, because these shoes go from little to big. To let their parents know that someone out there cares about them enough, to cares about their kids enough to give them new shoes. That there's someone out there who cares enough to write a grant so that we can feed some hungry kids this summer. That there's someone out there who cares enough to do something, to love the unlovable, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned, to be Jesus' hands and feet in this world, to reveal the kingdom of God. What a beautiful picture it is, brothers and sisters. And it's on us to reveal it. You are brothers, you are puzzle pieces. Amen. Will you please stand if you are able as we join together in this affirmation of faith that comes from 1 Timothy